The 2018 midterms could be the year of the woman and possibly the independent as well, especially in Colorado. From the Mountain West News Bureau, Allie Budner talked to two women from Colorado who are running and can tick both those boxes. They believe it's time for women and mothers to take the helm.
It's early evening in Colorado Springs. The summer monsoons have let up just enough for Miley Foster and a small pack of volunteers to go knocking on doors.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm Miley Foster, and I'm running for House District 18 as an independent.
Foster just finished gathering the several hundred signatures she needs to be on the November ballot as an independent candidate for the state legislature. Those signatures still need to be approved as valid, but Foster says she's already in what she calls the persuasion phase of her campaign.
For somebody like me, what do I need to do to earn your support?
Well, it's just, again, we have to kind of look at where everybody stands on the
Foster's issue. Still learning the ropes as a first-time candidate, and she says she has some other potential obstacles to overcome.
You know, I'm just a little short, chubby grandma.
But she says she's compassionate and fierce because of that.
I've also survived hardship, and many people in my district understand that and relate to that.
Foster ran away from home at age 16 and was a single mother by age 18. So when someone asked her recently if she could handle the pressure of politics,
I almost rolled my eyes and said, hey, I'm a mom, and I was a single mom, and I was living in my Volkswagen van. So don't talk to me about pressure.
She has grandkids now and a decades-long career at IBM under her belt. She's running in a bluish district inside a red county in a purple state. She says she herself sits somewhere between the two parties.
I'm a fiscally responsible person, but I've always been for social equality.
Foster is part of two simultaneous trends here: more women and more mothers trying to run for elected office, and more independents. As of 2017, 37% of voters nationwide were registered as unaffiliated. That's more than both major parties. Miley Foster was recruited to run by a Denver-based nonprofit group that's trying to build on this momentum.
In Colorado, it's been over 50 years since an independent has won an election.
Nick Troiano directs Unite America, formerly known as the Centrist Project. It's a national organization that recently moved its headquarters to Colorado.
We believe Colorado can lead the country and the independent movement because it is a microcosm of the country as a whole, roughly evenly divided between Democrats, Republicans, and independents, although independents have the plurality.
Unite America backed 24 independent candidates nationwide and 5 in Colorado. Troiano says they looked for people who could find common ground to solve problems across the political aisles.
We know from some data out of Congress that female legislators are more able than their male counterparts and more desirous of being bipartisan.
You know, I think that our collaborative nature is something that plays well for government.
That's Thea Chase. She's another mother of grown children who's running as an independent. Her district is rural and conservative. She says, like Foster, she too sits between the dominant political parties and hasn't been able to find a home in either one of them.
I'm not in favor of lots of taxes. I'm certainly very conservative in that regard. And on the flip side, I'm also, I love our environment, the public lands, and I'm also very much committed to the support of LGBTQ issues and fairness as far as gender, race.
Much of her district voted for Trump and continues to support his administration. Still, Chase believes people are universally frustrated with the major parties.
I heard that loud and clear as soon as I said, hey, I'm running as an independent candidate because I want to represent people rather than parties. They're like, well, yeah, this is good.
She says as a woman and as an independent,
we are blazing some new ground. And there's a lot of the institutions that don't quite know what to do about it.
Both Chase and Foster say they're not taking any PAC money and are raising competitive campaign coffers regardless. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Allie Budner.